Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. It is embarrassing all around. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, and of course, bring some levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red.
How was
it?
I beat you to it.
You did. I mean, my week was good. It was quiet, like just so peaceful. And, you know, I've given up caffeine. Gonna be,
oh,
you know,
wow.
Drinking some fresh juices. I'm gonna be upping my running routine. And let's be real, I had a hot chocolate on the way over here, but slow baby steps.
Subbing out the coffee for the hot cocoa. I mean, that's not a bad sub. I have cut down on coffee, I have to say. I'm down to one cup a day, and
oh,
I was like a 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 day long drinker. So I am very proud of myself for that one cup a day.
I know, good. But I feel it leaving my body. Like, I feel like an empty vessel, kind of. I'm just like flopped around everywhere, but I'm sure that my energy will come back once
it'll
I
adjust.
Kick it.
Yeah.
Kick the junk.
Junk. Well, we're after the holidays. We have slowed down. Yes. I just went to Pine Mountain Club, which probably you've never heard of.
No,
because
what is
it? Literally named, the town is named Pine Mountain Club. It's like 1,800 people live there. It's so small.
Where is it?
But Miraj, my husband, lived there when he was in high school. And it's like, it's only like an hour and a half from LA. It's not far. But it's beautiful, beautiful little mountain town. So we went there with his family for a few days and just had the best time.
That's
played,
so nice.
Played a little Trivial Pursuit.
Yes, I am so bad at that game.
It's
but
been
I love
a million years.
Learning the questions.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was like a modern one. So yeah, it was so cute. So fun. Played some cards, you know, played some got in there with that Uno.
Slowed it down.
Just slowed it down. A slower pace. They have the best bakery there. I got to shout them out. It's called Bear Claw Bakery. The owner used to work for La Brea Bakery. He is a phenomenal baker. Like, I would drive there just to go to this bakery. He makes bear claws and the best croissants. And, like, the muffins, I think, are the best I've ever had. Pistachio. Oh, there was cranberry. Like, insane. Like, so many muffins. Best muffins ever.
So
like,
delicious.
Best pastries. So, yeah. So
gotta
good.
Go.
You got to go. You got to go.
Let's go.
So anyways. Let's get this party on the road.
Let's do it. Dive in.
For the first story, we have a caller.
Woo-hoo!
Her name is Hannah. She's going to tell her story. This just happened to her, so it's super fresh. And we don't have one like it, so I was very excited.
Oh, my God.
Let's call
very
her up.
Cool. We don't have one like it.
No, never heard one like this. And I was like, that is so funny.
Hello.
Hi, Hannah. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red Podcast.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
And we are so excited to talk to you. I love that your story is brand new, fresh, hot off the presses. Just happened.
Oh, my God.
It's too perfect.
Thank you so much for telling us.
Yeah. So whenever you're ready, just get into it and we'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Well, yeah. So yesterday I had the joy of going to the DMV. Well, I'll back up a little bit. So recently my husband and I moved back to North Carolina after like a 5-year stint in Florida.
Oh, nice.
And one thing that nobody ever tells you about when you move is how hard it is to switch your car registration.
Ooh.
Especially if your car is like financed and you don't hold the title to your car, you have to contact the finance company, whatever. Maybe it's
right.
like a weird Florida thing, but it was a process in itself just to like start it.
Totally.
So, oh my God, yeah. Daunting.
Get all of that done. Yeah. And then you also have to get a North Carolina driver's license. So in order to complete that lovely process. So yesterday I go to the DMV, and this DMV, I know like they operate differently everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You make an appointment and then, you know, ahead of time, because they're never available when you need to go.
Of course.
I know.
Right.
Worst.
When you actually get there, they make you form a line, you stand outside in the cold.
Oh, wow.
And then it kind of feels like, I was telling my husband this earlier, I was like, I kind of felt like I was like being let into like the most exclusive club.
But wait, like, that's where you already have an appointment and you still have to wait in the line outside?
Yes.
That sucks.
It's almost like,
just like a bouncer.
Like pandemic rules, like they don't want that many people inside still, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyways, they check you in, you know, like they're checking your ID and everything. And then you're permitted to go in the building and you get a little number that they'll call when it's your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I do all that. And then I'm just sitting waiting for my number to be called, you know, scrolling my phone, minding my own business.
As you do.
And then Right. We all do. Then 45 minutes goes by and yay, my number is finally called. So I get up to walk to the counter and immediately stumble and trip over my own feet.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. So funny.
At that point, I'm just like, oh, whoops. Like, that's a little embarrassing falling over myself. But I'll stand back. I stand back up and I, you know, go to take another step and then just fall again.
Is your leg asleep? Did your legs fall asleep?
That is when I realized, like, oh, wow, I cannot feel my right leg. Like, it is dead to the world. Like, no. And I've just been sitting in that same position for 45 minutes. But I can't just sit there because then I'll miss my turn and I'll have to wait even longer. So also important to note, so like where we're sitting, like I'm 10 rows back. So there's like 10 rows of chairs, people all sitting there. And then you go through to like this open lobby area and then there's the counter.
Huge audience for you.
Exactly. Right. And everyone's so thrilled to be there.
Yeah. Best moods ever.
So then after that, I stand back up and I fall again. And yeah, it's just a pattern, right?
You're just waiting for your leg to wake up. It's like not even tingling yet.
It's so like, funny. Yeah. Just wait. Picturing you falling over and over again, trying to crawl your way to the station. Like, I'm here. Don't miss my turn. I'm here.
Yeah. Like, please let me. Yeah.
I love it so much.
I finally, you know, I start to use my brain and I'm like, okay, just lean on the chairs and like hobble through the aisles. And then I get through the aisles and there's nothing to support me. So I, you know, take a little step and I just stumble, but I don't fall. Oh. And then I completely fall to the ground again.
Oh my God. They're like, you have had too much to drink, ma'am.
Right? Yeah. It's the drunk girl in the club.
Oh no. It's so embarrassing.
You fell without any support. You just fell down.
Yeah. Like, I probably could have just been like, hey, give me a minute, you know, but I'm just like, get me out of this DMV.
Yes, I'm going to get there. I don't care what it takes.
Yeah. And then, then a very nice gentleman who probably was like my dad's age or maybe a little bit older stands up to help me and support me to the counter and everything. And I'm telling him that, oh, my leg fell asleep. Like, thank you so much. And I can't remember exactly what he said, but he's like, it's okay, sweetie. I just hope you're not here for a license. I was, in fact, there for a license.
I hope you're not here for a license.
I just hope you're not here for a license. You're like,
because
oh.
He's like, yeah, right, your leg fell asleep.
He's
you
like,
drunkie.
I will be the driving instructor
today. Drunkie.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so funny. I know, just picturing that, though, like, you know, we've all been through that where your leg falls asleep, but the fact that you're, you know, it's not usually in a situation like that where you have to get somewhere in a certain amount of time, right, and right. So you're, like, trying to fight against it when you clearly yes. can't. You got a bum leg and you're just like hopping and falling over yourself several times with a full audience is the best part.
Hopefully,
it's so good.
Hopefully someone that day was like, we made her wait too long. Like, that's too long of a wait. Right? 45 minutes is not acceptable.
We got to change the system.
We have to change the system. We're going to tear it down. Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But for some reason, when I see anyone stumble more than once, I laugh so hard. And I hope that someone was like laughing with you that day.
Yeah, well, they probably didn't know what was up at first. And then you're like, oh, this poor person, like, are they okay? Like, what's going on?
Just wait till they had to stand up, okay? Yeah. They probably had the same thing happen.
Right. I imagine it's not the first time those employees have seen that.
No, yeah. No, that is so funny.
That's
that is
such a good story.
So good.
We love it. Thank you so much for sharing that, Hannah.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry
so
that
much.
Happened, but I'm glad it happened because you get to share it on here.
Yeah, and you're spreading
story.
Joy.
It's relatable.
This will be the way I tell all my family. Like, just listen to this.
Yes. Oh, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. You're, exactly. You're in good company here.
And I'll let you know when this is airing. But thank you so much, Hannah. And we hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Of course. Thank you, guys. Have a great evening.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Isn't that so funny?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Such a relatable story, but not something that we've heard about before.
No. The leg falling asleep?
Yeah.
That happened. I mean, it happens all the time. I just want to do a show about that.
Yeah.
Just like where all the things that can happen when your leg falls asleep.
It happens to Mirage all the time, or his knee will get like locked up like on planes or in the movie theater. And he's like, oh, I need a minute. But imagine if we had to like rush out of there, he'd be the same way.
He'd be like dragging
falling all over himself. Oh, yeah. Like, so the fact that she was like, oh, my name's called, you know that feeling. Because you're like, at any second, if I miss this, I'm passed over and I'm screwed. Like, Like, they're not going to call me again. I've wasted all of my time here for the entire day. So I'm going to get there.
I'm going to do it. I know. Nowadays, every time I get up in general, I'm like, I have to hobble. Slowly to get in the groove.
So give us your leg falling asleep stories if you have one, because I bet
think
you
of a cooler
do.
Way to say that.
No, yeah. How do you say that?
I don't know. We'll figure
numb,
it out.
Your
by
numb
next
legs.
Week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have one, and like I told you before, the reason I picked this one, because we have a lot of people writing it, but like the reason I picked this one is because I found it on the internet and it is so funny, and I get a chance to do an accent, and I just wanted to do one.
Okay.
I just wanted to do one.
Let's hear it.
So here we go. So this is from King DeBone, and it was published in 2022. And King DeBone says, circa 2010, I was at a friend's place with a few of us there. A guy I didn't know all that well was bragging about his amazing new phone camera. This was in the days where there were very noticeable jumps in camera technology on phones. So he was scrolling through images, and he had taken pics in a supermarket of a colorful aisle to show the contrast. And there was this figure in the bottom corner. Looked like a random had noticed him taking pictures and tried to duck out of the shot while pulling a really weird face. I said, pity that fat bloke didn't get out of the shot. And he said, that's my missus.
Oh,
that was his wife.
That was his wife.
It's so funny.
Oh, I love that stuff.
I mean, you just like let your mouth run. You're like, oh, that fat bloke, get him out of the shot. Who's that rando? It's like, I've been married to her for 27 years.
Yeah, people sticking their feet in their mouth.
Exactly. It's
very, very common. Very, very common. Okay, this next story comes from Megan in Nevada, and she writes, a few years ago, my husband and I planned a trip to Moab with friends of ours. They have three kids, and so do we, and they are all close in age. Everyone gets along well, and we decided to rent an Airbnb townhome for our two families to share. I'm like, wow, it's a lot of people up in that townhome. Okay, it was 4 bedrooms and 2.5 baths. One thing to note about me, when I go on vacation, I do not poop.
Okay, I was like, I thought she was going to go the other way with that.
Which way?
She poops like crazy. My own bathroom because I poop a lot.
I mean, that would be nice. It's like my body just will not let me. I've gone up to a week before without pooping and held it in the entire time until I got home. I'm like, oh my
God.
I can't imagine a week? I would die.
There's something where just your body's like, no one needs to know that you poop or something.
That's so painful.
Yeah.
I always hate that part of vacationing because I'm bloated and I hate how I look in photos. I only poop at home and I get too nervous when there are other people around. The layout of this house wasn't great and I didn't have the amount of privacy that I needed to comfortably go. At this point, we had been in the townhouse for 5 days and the vacation was coming to an end. I tried to be alone when everyone went to breakfast the last morning, so I made up an excuse and stayed home so I could poop.
Yes.
I even took a shot of whiskey because I was sure that would do it.
Oh, like
the old whiskey shits. Hilarious. After everyone left, I choked. It was too much pressure. I still couldn't go. My body just wouldn't let me.
No.
I was so annoyed and frustrated. Now it was time to go home, so we all packed up and cleaned the Airbnb. I started my period. Day one is always the worst for me. I'm sure most ladies can also relate that period poops are a thing. The worst. Usually your body just wants to evacuate everything. I was so stopped up. We left and had about a 5-hour drive home. We were in the middle of nowhere in the desert and had been driving for about an hour when panic struck and my body decided that now was the time to go. I told my husband it was a code red. We needed to find a bathroom immediately. It's like my body knew I was on the way home and decided, close enough.
Her toilet from home is like, it's okay, you've got this.
Just calling for you. We found an exit and pulled off. Relieved, I ran to the bathroom only to find a crazy long line.
No.
This was the only stop in the middle of the desert and I couldn't believe I made it this far only to wait in line and shit my pants in public.
Oh no.
I prayed and begged God to take pity on me and let me hold it in until I got to a stall.
Yes. Please answer her, God. Please. Come on.
Somehow, miraculously, I was able to do that. When I got into the bathroom, I saw that the stalls were super janky and the toilets were not commercial grade. They were like little home toilets.
Oh, no.
There was a big gap in all the stalls and you could literally see in. This was my worst nightmare scenario to have to poop in with so many people in the bathroom. But I supposed it was better than pooping my pants and I no longer had a choice in the matter anyway.
There's no way. She's like literally full torso full of poo.
It's so crazy.
Her torso is backed up with shit.
I barely had time to pull my pants down and everything came out. I mean everything. My tampon and 5 days worth of poo.
Oh my God.
I was relieved but mortified by the sound and the smells and the ever increasing bathroom line. I would have to step outside and face people right after this horrific dump.
Hopefully she's wearing sunglasses.
Right?
Yeah. Just like sunglasses and a wig, maybe.
Just some sunglasses.
Yeah.
I'm not a monster, so I courtesy flushed the toilet as I went. To my horror, it won't flush.
No, come on.
And not only that,
no,
it's starting to rise.
Come on now.
Bloody, poopy water is coming to the surface.
No.
I feel my face flush hot. I start to sweat. I want to cry. I go to grab toilet paper to try to clean myself up and... there's no toilet
Get
paper.
Get out of here.
This is a nightmare.
What is this hell she's gone into?
I thought, oh, should I just throw up now too?
Oh, God.
I can't poop in front of anyone and suddenly my poop's on display for everyone.
That's terrible.
I contemplate what to do and I see a little girl waiting to get into my stall, leaning on it and looking in. I'm like, oh, no, get out of here.
Yeah.
I try to shoo her away with one hand and cover myself with the other.
Jeez, just a little eyeball in your stall if you're
like
basically sitting in a boat of your own poop.
It's a boat. It is a nightmare. There's no toilet paper. You're screwed. It stinks. It's loud. It's a whole
thing.
It's going
to splash all over the
There's
floor.
There's a line of people waiting to get in and waiting to use the stall. This girl is just standing there.
With her eyeball.
Her eyeball looking in like, I see you.
Like, I got to go.
Oh, God. I texted my husband. I told him, I'm fucked. The toilets are clogged. I have no toilet paper. I'm not leaving until the bathroom is empty. I might just die in here. I realize I'm on my own. My husband can't come into the women's bathroom and help me. Meanwhile, my husband's dealing with 3 kids in the car under 10 who are growing increasingly anxious and are continually asking to leave where I am and what is taking so long.
Oh my God, she's just sitting in there. She's just like in for the long haul.
He continues to text me to hurry up and I tell him he's going to have to wait because I'm not leaving this bathroom with a clogged toilet and an unwiped ass because she hasn't even wiped her butt. She has no toilet paper.
God,
that
no.
is horrific.
It's like, terrible.
What? You're trapped. You're literally trapped.
You're trapped.
It's been a long trip, and we still have over 4 hours to go in the car. Probably about 45 minutes have passed at this point of me waiting, and finally, the bathroom was empty. I seized the opportunity to run to the next stall. Good. I found a plunger. I grabbed a toilet paper roll, too, and ran back into the clogged stall. There wasn't a moment to spare. The disgusting mess was almost spilling over because I had kept trying to flush it down. You know,
oh my
it just continues to rise.
Yeah.
It's just like, keep,
it's like brimmed.
Like, maybe one more I'll do it.
Oh,
maybe if I just do it again.
No,
and then
no.
it just keeps going, going,
but she's
going.
She's saving the day. I mean, she got everything she needs.
She's saving the day. Okay. I plunged the mess. I cleaned myself up and I headed back to the car. It felt like a million years passed. I thought that toilet would become my final resting place.
Seriously.
I'd love to say that now I can poop on vacation, but my body still betrays me to this day.
Oh no. But her body like let go at the worst time.
At the worst time. She even took a shot of whiskey, which is so funny to me that she's like, oh, everybody like, oh, I can't go to breakfast. I'm not feeling great. You guys go get me, bring me something back. I'm really tired. And then she takes a shot of whiskey and it still won't come out. She's just
come
like
out.
Sitting there.
Psychological. You know, that's the thing. I've heard that from a lot of people that they cannot poop on vacations.
Yeah.
That they hold it in for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, their body betrays them.
They just don't. Yeah, it's too embarrassing. But that just is like, oof.
But that's so much worse.
Yeah, so much worse, but so good. So good.
Such a good story. That pressure of everyone being outside in the line and
and
having the big gap in the sauce, you're exposed as it is.
Some little girl's like,
it's like so vulnerable.
You're like, yeah, you're just in your naked. Oh, it's terrible.
Naked with no toilet paper and a full toilet. Terrible.
Terrible.
Such a good story. Thank you.
So good. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is from Maddie in Los Angeles. And she writes, I was taking a hike with my parents in Griffith Park. We're a hiking family, and I really wanted to impress them with this trail I'd been walking since I moved there a year earlier. There's a part of the hike where you can leave the path by scaling the side of the mountain, crawl up it, and look down at the people below.
What path is this?
I do not know.
Is
I
that
done
the
this
high part in Runyon?
Yeah, or like, oh, maybe.
Is that the high part there?
Maybe it's someplace. I'd done this hundreds of times. It was great for your core, and my legs and arms were really strong. As we approached that part of the hike, I said to my parents, I'll meet you at the top. And looking like Spider-Man began scampering up the mountain. She's like trying to impress her parents. It's so cute. Oh my God. Like I said, I've done this 100 times, but on this particular day, I took a wrong step and lost my footing almost at the top. I fell the whole way down and dislocated my shoulder hit the ground. Can you imagine? Her parents are just standing there and she's like falls from the sky.
That's horrible. And,
like, dislocates her shoulder. My dad screamed in horror. My mom gasped. The pain was excruciating. I started to cry instantly, which disrupted the flow of hikers all around us. We were all horrified and I was so embarrassed. I ended up in the ER. I guess that's what happens when you get carried away trying to impress your parents.
That's so funny.
I mean, can you imagine? That's so terrifying to me.
Yeah.
I've been on a bunch of hikes where you can just kind of like scamper around and like, you know, but you, I never
not big on scampering.
Once thought, yeah, that,
I never really want to scale things. I don't want to scamper. I like a path. I love a path.
You like propelling from a mountain.
No,
someday.
I love hiking, but like I like a path hiking. Okay,
yeah,
like, I don't want to
nice
scamper
path.
And scale. I don't want to rock climbing. Absolutely,
no, you
not.
You don't want an avalanche.
Zero desire to rock climb.
Yeah,
I like my life.
Me neither.
I'm
scared of heights.
Yeah, no thanks. But,
yeah,
but ouch.
I know,
poor girl.
That hurts to think about.
Well, this story makes me want to do an accent because this next story comes from Amy in South Carolina.
Do it.
And she writes, I was a cheerleader in high school and I had a massive crush on the quarterback. I know, so cliche. I flirted with him all the time, but he had a girlfriend that went to our rival school who he was very loyal to. I know it makes me a terrible person for saying this, but it only made me want him more.
Oh my God.
We competed against our rival high school for the homecoming game and we crushed him. Everyone went to a huge field party afterwards. We had a bonfire and were all drinking. I wore a short skirt, high boots, and a sweater that showed off my cleavage.
Yeah, this is Dolly Parton.
I felt hot. About an hour into the party, my crush got into a huge fight with his girlfriend in front of everyone. She stormed off and I knew this was my chance.
Yes.
I moved in to comfort him and talk shit about her. I rubbed his shoulders and asked if he was okay. He was pretty drunk at this point and said, you want to go somewhere? Well, let's go.
What?
We were surrounded by most of our senior class by the bonfire, and he picked me up and slung me over his shoulder, caveman style.
Oh, my God.
Normally, I would have been thrilled for this to happen. It was everything I ever fantasized about. Unfortunately, the pressure of my stomach hitting his shoulder blade at just the right angle caused me to rip the biggest fart right in his face.
His accent. It's everything. I'm only picturing Dolly Parton doing this.
Everyone started laughing and he said, oh, sick. He dropped me like a sack of potatoes and stumbled off to flirt with someone else.
What the hell?
My friends rushed to my aid and tried to laugh it off, but I was so embarrassed. I couldn't look at him the same after.
Oh my God, that is the best story ever. And the accent, that is so Southern and I love it so much. And the fact that she is Dolly Parton, like I just imagine Dolly Parton farted in his face looking all cute is so funny.
But
and
she
he dropped
her
like
moment.
A sack of potatoes.
She got her moment.
But only a moment.
And she lost
and
it.
And then she lost
she
it.
She blasted it right in his
she
face.
She farted that moment right out.
It was unexpected. That beer
it's
fart
just
came right
funny
out.
Funny thing.
It is.
Why don't they put more of things like that in the movies?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, you're like some kind of Hallmark movie, you're like, I've loved you forever. Or like The Notebook. Like, why wasn't there just like a
fart
ripped,
scene
ripping
in The Notebook?
Fart when they like got together in the rain?
Because that would be like the
it would
spoof
ruin the
version
whole
of it.
Movie.
It's like the,
it would ruin everything.
What's the Scream movies, the spoof versions of
oh,
those?
Oh, God.
Those
yeah.
are so funny.
Know.
It would
They're
be in
so
that.
Funny. Yeah, it's true.
What is that called? A scary movie? Isn't that what it's called? A scary movie?
Well, scary movies do that. Yeah.
Isn't that,
a
yeah,
scary
it's based
movie
on
does
like
that.
Scream. Scary
yeah, yeah,
movie.
Yeah. And like all the bloopers.
That's what it would be in. With Anna Faris is who you should picture, actually. She would be so
oh,
funny
be
at that.
So funny.
Anna Faris doing that role and getting picked up in her little short skirt
and
blasting a
dropped.
Fart in the guy's face. She could do that. She's
we gotta,
so good.
We gotta, why don't we make
we
it,
We just
Katie.
Wrote it.
Katie,
wrote it.
We're producing it.
Okay.
Anna, if you're out there listening, you're hired. Okay, this is from Kate in Hollywood, and she writes, in my 20s, I went to the Playboy Mansion. My friend took me to meet a guy she thought I'd like. He was throwing the party that night. I was nervous and had never been before. That night, I put on the Ritz. My hair.
Put on the Ritz.
Put on the Ritz.
I put on the Ritz. I put on the Ritz cracker.
I put on the Ritz. My hair and makeup were perfect.
Is this person 75?
My dress. Maybe. Maybe.
Putting on the Ritz.
My hair. Maybe it's my girl.
Sorry, I just can't.
My hair and makeup were perfect. putting on the Ritz. Okay, okay. My hair and makeup were perfect. My dress was tight and revealing, but in a tasteful way. My friend and I did a shot on the bus that takes you up there. When we pulled up, I attempted to drown my nerves with a glass of champagne I took from the tray of a naked painted woman. She was naked, but had clothes painted on her.
Oh, remember when everybody was doing that? That was such a thing.
That drink down.
Yeah, in the 2000s, everybody was doing that skin painting.
Yeah, yeah,
painting on the bodies.
It's super awkward to see because you're sort of like, oh my God, this is beautiful. Oh, nipples. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, they're naked.
They're naked.
The man my friend wanted to fix me up with was hot as hell. He sauntered up in a suit with a smile that could melt a snowman. He was tall, had a chiseled jawline, and I could see that he was in great shape. Immediately, he asked if I wanted to take a walk with him. He took me on a little tour of the house. I remember passing this area where there were exotic birds and animals. The stars were shining and I knew I was in trouble because he was so handsome and sexy.
Mm-hmm.
When we rejoined the party, he said he had to take care of something and that he'd find me in a little bit. I grabbed another drink and put on the Ritz. Sorry.
It does not say that again.
No, it doesn't. I just had to say it. I had to say it. I grabbed another drink and looked
for
my friend.
Did she put on the Riz or the Ritz?
The Ritz.
You need to change the that Ritz. She put on the Riz.
She put on the Riz.
She put on that
to meet today's
Riz.
Demands. When I found her, okay, so she was looking for a friend. When I found her, she was sitting next to the grotto, very drunk. While I waited to be swept off my feet again by that handsome stranger, I had a couple more drinks. For those who don't know, there's a grotto at the Playboy Mansion. It has a waterfall and a pool, and naked people throughout history have swam in it. We were sitting right next to it, and slowly but surely, naked people started wading in and swimming. The night grew hazy, but I remember talking to this really sweet girl from Iowa who was visiting with her husband, and the next thing I knew, she was ripping her dress off and running into the grotto for a dip as her husband watched.
As you do.
As you do. My friend saw this and decided she'd do it too. She begged me to join her. I was really drunk by now, and I threw my hands up and said, "What the hell?" Stripping down to my underwear with my friend, we ran and splashed around in the grotto. That's the last thing I remember.
Mm-mm.
Because I totally blacked out that night.
Been there.
It went dark. So have I. Girl.
Was I there that night?
It went dark.
Was I the friend?
Do you remember this? No.
This is familiar. Was I the friend?
Was I there? It went dark after I went into that grotto. I have no idea how I got home. But when I woke up, my friend was there and she told me we left pretty quickly after I gave her friend my number. Wait. Oh, shit. What? She laughed and told me I was soaking wet, holding my clothes, and ran up to him, tapped him on the shoulder, and gave him my number. The guy she was getting hooked up with, she was naked and tapped him on the shoulder and gave him her number, blackout drunk.
I mean, that sounds like a solid plan to me.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's who she wanted to give her number to, right? Like, oh, let's not hide
anything.
Yeah,
I'm sure he was thrilled.
Secrets out.
The guy she wanted to set me up with, she said she tried to stop me but was holding her clothes too because there were no towels anywhere. I was mortified. What had he said? What had he thought? I embarrassed myself at his party. How had I gotten dressed and out of there? Why did I do something so stupid? He was classy, and I tapped him on the shoulder, blackout drunk and soaking wet in my underwear.
Wait, it was his party? Was it Hugh Hefner?
He threw it. No, I guess he was the guy throwing it. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? It was Hugh Hefner.
Was it Hugh Hefner?
He was like, let me take you around on a tour.
He was not surprised at all.
Clearly,
I mean,
put on the
if
Ritz.
It's at the grotto, you expect naked. So I mean, feel like it's not that bad.
But I mean, this guy was so dashing, and then she's just like, then he sees her, and like, she's a vision as he walks away. Mm-hmm, he's like, BRB. Comes back and she's like butt naked, drunk, like makeup smeered.
Yep.
Tapping him on the shoulder, probably like not even making eye contact and giving him her number. That's terrible.
Yep.
No shocker that I never heard from him again.
Oh, he didn't call.
My friend, if he called, then he's
crazy. Well, I mean,
he's
a guy who probably would call, you know, be like, okay, well, she's down.
Maybe she's down.
She's DTF.
On the ground.
Yeah.
Blackout. My friend didn't either. Apparently, or so he didn't even call her friend back. Our dumb choice got us ghosted. I certainly never drank that much again, ever.
Oh.
That's crazy, though. I think that's so embarrassing. The whole night starts out and you're like getting some liquid courage, but then you like get way too drunk and then you just rip off your clothes and jump in some random gross grotto.
Been there so many times.
I've heard that grotto is so gross too.
Been there so many times.
Oh my
God.
It's
like not to the grotto, but I'm saying to, you know, in that situation where you just, things are great and then all of a sudden they're not and
they
you
just
get it too
like
far
go sideways.
And you are just doing and saying the stupidest things ever.
Oh
and
yes,
that's
been there too.
Again why I don't drink anymore. Okay. This last story from me, this comes from Sean, and he writes, let me say that again. Okay, my last story comes from Sean, and he writes, I was what you would call a late bloomer, and when I was a sophomore in college, I was unfortunately still a virgin. It wasn't for lack of trying.
Been there, girl. I mean, Sean.
Been there, Sean. It wasn't for lack of trying. I was just kind of awkward around girls, and I'd never had a long-term girlfriend. I was really good at math, so I figured being a tutor to any cute girl in my multivariable calculus class could be a great way to get close.
Yes.
Cute little nerd, that's do your so thing. Cute. There was a cute girl in my class, and I could tell she was struggling, so I asked her if she'd like help studying. She eagerly agreed, and we started meeting up twice a week. We started flirting, and there was an undeniable spark growing between us. One day in her bedroom, she actually made the first move, and we started making out.
I love this.
It's a love story.
It's a love story.
And that was the end of the story.
Oh, good. Okay. Got married, that's phenomenal.
And it was beautiful. Oh. She was so hot. I couldn't believe she was actually into me. Then she started unbuttoning my pants. I was very excited, but this was also new to me. She went to pull out my dick, and I was too excited after she barely touched me, and I ended up shooting all over her forehead and hair.
Get out of here. Get out
just of here. Like Something About Mary.
Get out of here. So she takes his penis out, and he just squirts.
Yeah,
He just squirts semen all over her forehead.
Yes.
That is a technical term. Projectile.
Yeah.
That's projectile.
He was like, it's just too excited. He couldn't hold it.
Funny.
He couldn't hold it.
Oh.
She said, what the hell? And just looked at me shocked. I turned bright red and said, I'm so sorry. You're just so hot. She ran to the bathroom to wash her face and hair. And I just sat on the bed feeling like the biggest loser in the world. When she came back, she made up an excuse about something she needed to do. And I left. She barely made eye contact with me after that. And we never got together again. Luckily, that was the last class we had together.
That is just not a good reaction on her part. She needs to be a little cooler about it.
She got shot in the face.
But she didn't. I mean,
it was very unexpected. Maybe she was shocked. No, I have empathy for
him
too.
No, not yours. I mean, hers. Yeah, no.
But it's, you know what? At that age, it's just such a, like you see, like that girl farted on the guy and it's like, bye, we're done forever.
Yeah, like
it's like,
sack of potatoes.
There's not a lot of empathy happening at that stage. It's just like the awkwardness becomes too much and you can't handle it. If they were in love and boyfriend, girlfriend, then it's like, okay, like totally.
Yeah.
You can get past that, but it's somebody you don't know that well. It's your first time hooking up. Like, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard record scratch there.
It's a hard age. And you know what? I think that
he just needed some practice.
He just needed a little bit of practice. And also, I don't know, like that seems like, I mean, we have so many embarrassing things that happen to girls on here. And like, that's something that guys just, I'm sure that happens all the time.
For sure. And so. Tell us your stories. Not to judge you.
We promise.
Yeah, no, it does happen to a lot of guys, I'm sure. And it is such an awkward thing. And he was so excited. And it was like he was a virgin. Yeah. So like he hadn't been touched before.
Nope.
You know, poor
just like
sweet
a Madonna
baby.
Song.
Like a virgin.
For the very first time.
I literally just said the lyrics. I don't know what that was. But yeah, no, I feel bad for him, poor sweet baby. Like, I'm sure he figured it out and got experienced after that. Yeah. But yeah, he was excited.
I guess everyone needs that kind of like
practice person.
Practice person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and too bad for her because she. You know, got the bad angle.
Got it right to the head. Took one to the head.
She was in a line of fire.
Took one right to the face.
That's a story we don't hear a lot.
Yeah, so tell us more, people.
Tell us more jizz stories in people's faces,
tell
please.
Tell us your jizz stories.
Okay, this is my last story, and it is from Tom in Kansas, and he writes, I went to an interview for my dream job at our local newspaper. They needed a sports journalist to cover all local teams, and I'd waited my whole life for this opportunity. I can't stress enough my love of sports. I follow all the games, and to be paid to write about them would be a miracle. The interview could not have gone better. The sports managing editor looked like he stepped out of a biopic about Babe Ruth. He was fat and old and smoked a cigar in his office. I loved the guy. We rapped about the history of our local teams, our favorite players, and projected our honest assessments of each team's future that year. After an hour, he leaned across the desk and said, I can't think of one reason not to hire you right now. There's my accent.
Yeah.
I just made it up. Welcome to the register, son. And he shook my hand. He was the dad I never had.
Aw, that's the best feeling when somebody says, I can't think of one reason not to hire you. Like, you're perfect for this company. Like, we love you.
Like
best feeling in the world. Yeah.
And that's the end of the story.
To be wanted.
That's it. Great. It's the end of the story.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No. Psych. He wrote, I was on cloud nine walking out of there, practically skipping all the way back to my car. I high-fived myself in the windshield.
I wanted him to fart on the way
in
out
a date,
of the
just like lift his butt and fart.
No, just like rip the biggest fart by accident, like walking. Yeah, like they shake hands and he just rips
now
the biggest
looking,
fart
we're
walking
like
out.
Orchestrating embarrassing
we're
moments.
We're just trying to figure out. You're like, what's going to happen?
We have an embarrassing eye now.
He's like, this is so great. You're amazing. I can't think of one reason why. And he just.
You're the dad I never had.
He just he dust clouds him, happen? Like just crop dusts him, like leaving the office.
Yacht boxes him in there.
Yeah.
In a days, I backed out pretty quickly and smashed my 2001 Honda Civic right into the gorgeous 1967 Corvette Stingray of my future boss.
No.
Can you imagine that?
Oh my God. That's like the worst feeling in the entire world.
I know.
That's horrible.
He was in the driver's seat, seething behind his aviators. His face was so red. I got out of my car and stood with my hands over my mouth. The dust would never settle after this wreck. Not moving his car, the big man got out, walked up to me and said, well, there goes that, you little shit.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
And you know he probably loved that car.
Oh, yeah.
And you just T-bone him? You just like, your Honda Civic, it doesn't even, it's great, you totaled it. You're going to get like something
that
better.
Sucks.
And he has a Stingray. He wrote, I completely understood and to this day, I'm still crushed.
His life could have been totally different.
I know. It was a dad I never had, and you just hit him with his car.
He should have just farted, like I said.
You're like, why couldn't he have just like jumped up for joy and farted as he left the office?
Oh, that's so hard. Wait, but I'm confused. How'd the guy get into his car if he just left the office?
They were both leaving probably
they
at the same time.
They both left at the same time together.
I mean,
they had their meeting.
Maybe he had to do something. I don't know. Crazy. Like he was back. Like that's like the embarrassing genie being like, you know,
it's the worst
pointing
thing
a wand and saying,
ever.
You're fucked.
You fucked. And that's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is linked in our show notes. And if you can't beat them, join them.
See you next week.